Hi, Justin.
Hello, Audrey.
This week, the Business Journal is running a series under the title Made It in America.
Yeah.
So not Made in America, which we're used to hearing, but
right.
Made It in America.
You know, it's an interesting concept, and it really sort of goes with the time of year. You know, we've got Thanksgiving this week, and business journalists aren't seeing a lot of big breaking news. And so they're looking for good stories to tell. And this week, KDR Sierra has put together three anecdotes of new Americans, immigrants that have come to the Triad in the last 10 to 20 years and started companies that are very successful, companies that you probably haven't heard of.
So let's hear about them right now.
Yeah, so there are three. I'm going to give you the names off the top. So we've got Genesis Aviation, we've got Han Feng Incorporated, and then we've got American Language Academy. So we'll start with the first one. Genesis Aviation, these were a couple of Cubans that obviously came from Cuba through Miami into the Triad about 20 years ago. And they've got about 50 employees right now, $8 million a year in revenue, and they provide repair services, FAA-approved repair services, for a variety of aircraft that come into Piedmont Triad Airport. Really significant, high-level work that they do there, and lots of business with major suppliers that you've all heard of. Han Feng, this is really interesting in that they moved from Hong Kong through Philadelphia into the Triad in the last 10 years. They've got 150 employees. They've got 160,000 square feet of space and more than $150 million a year in revenue. This is one of the largest, if not the largest, supplier of foods and products to Chinese restaurants in the Southeast. They have like some 1,500 customers, and they're selling everything from soy sauce to poultry to fortune cookies, the whole works. So any Chinese restaurant that you eat in the Triad, they're getting their food and their supplies from Han Feng. And the third one is interesting, and this is a Vietnamese gentleman who came to this part of the country in the last 10 years and realized that this was such a melting pot for various languages and a lot of people really struggling to speak English and get things done. So he started out helping a variety of foreigners do their taxes. And right now, he's got 25 employees, more than $3 million a year in revenue, and is doing very, very successful work dealing with lots of different languages.
Well, you mentioned that many of these entrepreneurs came here from elsewhere in the United States. So the Triad wasn't their initial destination. What brought them here?
You know, the story that Katie tells, and there's this consistent pattern for all of them, is location. They recognize that the Southeast is growing rapidly for things where they need distribution. They know that the road network here sort of second to none when you want to reach spots throughout the Southeast and the Northeast. And weather played a big part of it as well. Not too cold, not too hot, kind of not really that way this week, if you know, when you think about it. But folks were really drawn from these various extremes around the country to the Triad for more temperate weather.
And normally when you hear about a company relocating to the Triad, the idea of incentives and tax breaks and things like that goes hand in hand, but it doesn't seem like these folks are really looking for that.
No, it's just the opposite. You know, they grew these companies from nothing. You know, they moved their ideas here. They set up base here. They may have had a handful of customers somewhere else, a handful of employees, but they really have built these companies, whether they've got 50 employees now or 150, from very small operations to very significant ones. If they were coming in at the size they were now, they really could sort of negotiate for tax breaks and economic incentives from the local community and from the state. But they've come here for different reasons and a different mindset, and they've really bootstrapped their way to very successful companies, creating more than 200 jobs.
Now, these entrepreneurs came to this country in general more than a decade ago, if not decades ago.
Yeah.
The immigration process was a little bit different at that point. Could these folks succeed like they have coming into America now?
It depends, really. It depends on their circumstances. It depends on the time of year they're coming in. It depends on whether the quotas are being filled with the number of folks that we're going to let from outside this country come in. Much more difficult for immigrants of all kinds to come into this country, get the work visas that they have, and actually establish companies. But it sort of speaks to how we rejuvenate ourselves as Americans by allowing people from around the world to come into this country and create these kinds of opportunities. Our immigration laws right now make it much more difficult to do. And this is one of the things that's being debated in Washington right now, whether we should have a new immigration policy that actually allows a pathway to citizenship for so many folks out there that could be like these families that have created this level of wealth and created these new jobs.
Well, certainly congratulations to the profiled entrepreneurs.
Absolutely.
And to the others that we haven't mentioned.
Yeah.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you, Audrey.